You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Every day we see those celebrities on TV, those models in magazines and advertisement billboards. They all have beautiful, flawless skin. If you've ever wondered how you can get that same healthy, vibrant glow, my next guest is here to share some simple steps you can do every day to improve the look and feel of your skin. After all, it is the first thing that people see when they look at you. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nancy Simpkins.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what are your best do-it-yourself strategies to keep your skin healthy and youthful?
Okay, so the first most important thing that people can do is wear sunscreen all the time on their face. So I'm really not as strict with the body as I am with the face, because we find that 80% of skin cancers and all aging is first seen on the face. So I'm really very strict. So if you're not so good about putting sunscreen on all of your body, please be sure to use it on your face or use a daily moisturizer that has sunscreen in it.
Well, when you talk to about the SPF, I mean, what's the most minimum? You know, there's so many ranges from 8 to 50. What do you think, just for the daily use, for individuals to use on their face?
Yeah, 15 is fine on the face every day.
Great. 15. And do you suggest any specific kind of sunscreen? Because there's the oxybenzones, the titanium dioxide, zinc oxide. My favorite's the zinc. But what do you think?
Well, I think zinc oxide is 100% effective against UVA and UVB. But all of the other chemical formulations that are on the market are about anywhere between 89 and 91% effective against UVA and UVB. So I think it's really fine to use any of them as long as you're using something to protect the deadly rays against your face. I mean, if you're sitting at the beach all day, I would say there's nothing like zinc oxide. But for daily use, just to going to work and driving in your car or commuting or walking, you're fine with anything else.
Great, great. You know, I've written an article for Huffington Post, Detox Your Body, Bathing for Better Health. And what I suggest is I teach people how to bathe properly and exfoliate their skin so that they can get that new glowing youthful look. Now, what else do you find the factors that are important to work on for your skin so that you don't lose that youthful glow?
Okay, so first of all, exfoliation is key, because what that does is that gets off the dead skins, the top layer that is dead. And there's so many exfoliating products at home now that you can use. You can buy one of those machines that people use in the shower at their sink, or you can just use a natural scrub, you know, a fruit scrub or something, just to kind of get the top layer off. And then the key is, I find personally, I use an expensive moisturizer on my face that has a lot of natural products in it that puts a lot of moisture back into my face. I use it at night and in the morning. And I feel like I don't mind skimping on my arms and my legs by using kind of drugstore brand moisturizer. But I do use the more expensive ones on my face because I find that they have some interesting products. And of late, I've found that just coconut oil is really great moisturizer for the face. It's natural, it's inexpensive, and it works very well for people.
Oh, I love coconut oil. I mean, it's good for a lot of things. You can put it on your nails to make them nice and supple and moist, and your hair even. Coconut oil is awesome. What a great idea. Thank you for sharing that. How about dark circles? How do we get rid of them?
You know, there's really no magic to dark circles, because this is dark circles come with the thinning of the skin that's on top of the eye. So it's not really that you're getting darker, it's that your skin is getting thinner on the top of it. So the thing to use, there's really no bleaching agent on the market that works, but any eye cream that's designed for the sensitive skin around the eye will help to develop some collagen that will really kind of form some skin over the top so that the dark circles are not as obvious. And I mean, I think if you're very good about putting eye cream on morning and night and moisturizer, I think you will notice after a couple weeks that those dark circles become less prominent.
Oh, that's good to know. You know, I myself use a serum and moisturizer. I've got really dry skin, and dry skin is probably the number one factor that increases the likelihood of the, you know, the wrinkles and smile lines and, you know, all of that. And I wanted to ask you, do you think serum and moisturizer, I mean, what do you know about both of them? Do you use a serum?
I personally use them both.
Oh,
and I feel like the thing is about that that everyone who's listening should know, the serum is the first thing that goes to your skin. So if you are going to spend money on one product, it should be the serum because that's the first thing that hits the skin. The moisturizer that goes over the top just seals the serum into your skin. So if you needed to kind of cut back on costs because everything's so expensive, spend more money on the serum, which is the first thing, dot it on. You do not need a lot of serum, just a small amount, dot it on your face all around, and then seal it in with a moisturizer, and that can even be just a little bit of coconut oil over the top of your serum.
Oh, that's a great idea. And of course, on top of that, we want that SPF sunscreen, sunblock, so that it does protect you throughout the day.
Right, so at night you can use just, you know, like a coconut oil, just a plain coconut oil out of the can. And during the day you should be using a moisturizer that has some sort of SPF in it. And that also, that doesn't have to really be expensive. If the serum underneath it is really good, then the moisturizer on the top that has SPF in it is just fine, whatever brand that you buy.
Perfect. You know, I'm a big believer of hydrating your skin by drinking plenty of purified water. You know, at least half of your body weight in ounces. What are your thoughts on water, and how often should we be drinking?
Okay. The rule of thumb with hydration for any purpose, that's exercising, not exercising, skin, whatever it is, you must drink when you are thirsty. That is the key. Your body will tell you how much water you need. So I don't like when people kind of just walk around with bottles of water all day just drinking because they think it's good for weight loss or this or that. There's actually people who can have what's called water intoxication from drinking too much water. So what I like to say is drink when thirsty. But most people don't even do that because they're busy at their computer or they're, you know, doing something else and they forget to drink when they're thirsty. Use your thirst mechanism to manage how much water you should be drinking.
That's such a good point. You know, I'm one of those, with my husband, I'm one of those, like, that actually grooms his back, his skin. I just want to make sure that his skin all over his body is important, that we check it out for your children and for your spouses and even your friends. How important are skin checkups for both a dermatologist and, of course, to recognize changes? How important is that? We only got about a minute.
I would say that if everybody could see the dermatologist for a skin check once a year, that would be adequate. That's the time it takes for any abnormal mole to start to change into something that would be potentially dangerous. So I think if you could see your dermatologist once a year to be checked, it would be ideal.
Yes, I know that that what you want to check out for is not just a mole, but also changes of discolorations. If anything like gets bigger in color, and if even shrinking like a dimple, right? Even a dimple might be a problem.
That's exactly right. And sometimes the things that you think are problematic because they're ugly are really nothing more than just ugly marks on your skin, and it's the one that you weren't thinking about that the dermatologist picks up as potentially dangerous. So you need a trained eye to take a look at your skin once a year.
That's great. Well, goodness, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Simpkins, for joining me today. You gave such great information. Everyone, really important to get your skin checked out every once a year at least. Make sure that you drink plenty of water. Use a serum under a moisturizer and protect your skin with a good SPF, at least 15. Until then, this is Wellness for Life show. Go to Wellness for Life show page on Radio MD, and we will see you next time. Thank you. Stay well.